The General Secretary of the Industrial and Commercial Workers Union, ICU, Solomon Kote, says the country's economy is in shambles as conditions keep worsening by the day with no hope in sight. Mr. Kote said this when he presented a petition to the Tema Metropolitan Chief Executive, Isaac Odamton, prior to an ICU regional demonstration in Tema to press home their grievances on the state of the economy, which according to them has become a serious challenge. Here's a report by Patricia Chi from Tema.
The demonstration, which began at 7 o'clock in the morning from the forecourts of the Metropolitan Assembly, saw over 1,000 members of the union walk through the principal streets of Tema and converge on the Tema Industrial Recreational Center. The members, clad in red with red bands around their wrists, carried placards with inscriptions such as, "We need Ghana alive," "Prices of petroleum are too high," and "Do something, Mr. President," among others. Police presence was also heavy to ensure security. Mr. Kote said some of the factors in Ghana's economic downturn are government's bad and unworkable monetary and fiscal policies, which only tend to look for ad hoc rather than permanent solutions to problems affecting the economy. He spoke on pertinent issues affecting the country's economy.
Government to back itself from corrupt officials at the seat of government, ministries and departments and agencies. What have we had? Massive corruption, yet no proper investigation to come up with results, having the people to refund the money. The money that they are taking, we are not hearing about it. SADA, DIDA, what have you, and even the recent GFP, those monies we are saying must be brought to the coffers of the economy. Put an immediate end to the excessive borrowing that is increasing the nation's debt stock. Without a corresponding concrete or physical development to show for it. Where are we now? We are told we are going for the Chinese loan, about 3 billion. And we are paying the moratorium and all that goes with it. And yet we are told that we can no longer go for the 3 billion, and yet we are going for 1.5. If we are paying all the costs and expenses on it, who is costing this financial loan? Rezama, wake up. At the beginning of this loan, people of Ghana spoke against it, yet undermined. Yet, Tobia attitude will help Ghanaians. The oil revenue, the heritage fund, and the national reserve, which are all held by the government in trust for the toiling people of Ghana, are sacrosanct and must therefore be properly accounted for and judiciously applied for the benefit of Ghanaians now and for the posterity. Is it true that these funds are being dissipated? We want to know.
In an interview earlier, the regional officer, Eliza Nyaunu, said the demonstration, which is under the theme, "The State of the Economy, a Threat to Our Jobs and Industries," is to bring government's attention to the overwhelming crisis confronting businesses that has resulted in incredibly low productivity and closure of some businesses.
Patricia Chase reports.